So another one of the storylines that came into play here had to do with language and how when certain people use certain words, it can strike a nerve. That's what happened after both the Baltimore mayor and the president of the United States called those protesters thugs. Take a listen to City Council member Carl Stokes' reaction on CNN's Aaron Burnett Out Front.
The mayor of Baltimore, who's come under a lot of criticism, scathing criticism for her handling of this, referred to the people who were doing this last night as thugs. And she got a lot of criticism for that. There were people I saw on Twitter saying, why would you call them thugs? Then they're not going to listen to you. President Obama also called the protesters, in his words today, quote unquote, criminals and thugs. He also carefully chose to use that word. Isn't it the right word?
No, of course it's not the right word to call our children thugs. These are children who have been set aside, marginalized, who have not been engaged by us. No, we don't have to call them thugs.
But how does that justify what they did? I mean, that's a sense of right from wrong. They know it's wrong to steal and burn down a CVS and an old person's home. I mean, come on.
Come on. So calling them thugs, just call them. No, we don't have to call them by names such as that. We don't have to do that. That is exactly what we've sent them to. No, when you say come on what? You wouldn't call your child a thug if they should do something that would not be what you would expect them to do.
So Soledad O'Brien has been front and center on this, appearing on several of the Sunday morning talk shows, saying that she basically thinks that the word thug has become a proxy for the N-word, and that instead of using that word, the media should be using actual adjectives and adverbs that describe what's going on that scene. If it's a peaceful protest, an angry protest, if there are drunk protesters, not to use that word.
I would agree with Soledad O'Brien on that. I think if the media does a better job of actually describing what's going on, and talking to people on the ground and getting their voices and what they think about it, I think we'd be doing a much better job instead of interjecting our own thoughts. And what the problem I had with that piece, and this is the fourth time I've seen it, the problem I have with that is that you have the anchor sitting in a control room or on a set in New York having this sort of back and forth conversation about a word and interjecting her own opinion about what these people were thinking and doing at the time of these incidents. And I think that's one of the reasons why the congressman got upset about that. It's like, wait a minute, you know, you're giving your opinion.
We're
talking about the language, and language does matter. Words matter. But I don't think that using the word thug and equating it with the N-word, there is no substitute for the N-word. It is a bad word. You need to leave it alone. And saying that the N-word is used to represent, or thug is used to represent the N-word, I think that's just going a little bit too far on this subject.
I mean, I think you could, after a while, words become crutches. You know, journalists and others are lazy, and thug, well, I mean, it means a violent criminal. In certain circumstances, that word is an appropriate word to use. You can call them looters or violent protesters or whatever is appropriate to that specific situation. But when we use it as shorthand, and especially when we use it for shorthand, when it's mostly African-American people who are doing a certain kind of behavior, we don't use that same word when it's non-black people using that kind of behavior, then that's where you get to be a problem. Or as I think somebody on the Links blog mentioned the notion that, well, if you call them thugs, well, then that sort of means that their anger isn't justified. We can just sort of categorize them in such a way that we don't have to listen to their concerns. That's when it's a problem.
And the other thing that bothers me is that why all of a sudden is there a controversy because of one word that the mayor used or one word that the president used? What about putting all of that into some sort of context and talking about what is the real issue here? What's going on? But we will spend an hour talking about the use of one word instead of
the problem at the root of the issue.
Exactly.
But, you know, I will say that if I were somebody trying to get the media and politicians to pay attention to the larger problems, knowing how social media works these days, I might start up a controversy around the word thug as a way to get folks like us to have this conversation.
But you have to move past that. And the problem is that more often than not on these cable shows, they don't move past the conversation of the word itself.